This is Emeka Ezra, and this is the Redeemed Podcast, where we talk about our past lives before we met Christ. I hope no one is listening, but if you are, please keep it to yourself. Happy New Year, guys! How is New Year going? You see, we had such an awesome time last year, you know. The people we reached, we actually reached like a lot of people. We reached our highest number of people ever since we started, like 2017 2018. We reached thousands of people in different countries and different cities. We received testimonies from pastors, entrepreneurs, and just normal people thanking us for saying yes to Jesus. Oh my God, I remember crying, right, last year when a pastor reached out to me and he said, thank you. Thank you for helping me out of my addiction and how the podcast had helped them break free from the addiction. I couldn't help myself but cry. Because like, oh my God, do you know the amount of bravery it takes, right, for a pastor to come to you and say thank you? And it just made me understand the amount of impact we are making. You know, I am grateful for last year. Basically, we reached thousands of people with the podcast, and I'm thankful to you for sharing the podcast, right? For sharing the podcast, for recommending it, for using it to teach. A lot of you enjoyed the episodes last year. See, we have a number of good interviews and episodes lined up for this year. You know, we also started a newsletter last year, you know, the newsletter to cater to our 3,000 plus community members. I don't know, I don't want to spill the beans, but I'm going to talk about the newsletter at the end of the episode. And this is because I want to start the year by answering a question, you know, that I was asked almost every single time last year. Because I was talking to a lot of people, I was helping them through their addiction. Something that I always heard, or something that they always asked me, was, hey, Emeka, whenever I try to worship, you know, whenever I lift my hands in worship, it feels like I see vivid images, you know, I receive flashbacks, or I get flashbacks, vivid images of my sexual encounters, right? It always comes and it leaves me feeling like a fraud. This was the exact question that I received, or I got frequently last year. And you see, whenever I wanted to answer this question, it always breaks my heart seeing people feeling like they're not forgiving and the rest. But I started thinking about the question, you know, how am I going to answer this? How am I going to answer this holistically? And the first person I always look to is Jesus, you see. I know a lot of people see Jesus as God, and they feel like because he didn't sin, he wasn't tempted. But that's a little bit far from the truth. You need to understand that Jesus was a master at guiding or guarding his mind. And for you to be a good defender of your mind like Jesus, you need to understand three things. You need to understand your thoughts. You need to understand God's thoughts, or you need to know what God's thoughts entail. And you need to know the thoughts of the devil. You know, you need to be able to say, oh, these are my thoughts. These are the thoughts of God. And these are the thoughts of the devil. I need to know how to distinguish between these three. That is what a believer, or that is who, or how a believer is actually meant to operate when it comes to their mind. How can we distinguish between these three? And I'm going to give you an example. You see, I'm going to try to explain with stories what God can do, or what God can say and what he wouldn't say to you, right? I mean, we see in John chapter 8, from verse 1 to 11, obviously, I'm not going to be reading the scripture, right? I'm just saying it because of emphasis sake. John chapter 8, from verse 1 to 11, and John chapter 12, from verse 1 to 8. Now, in John chapter 8, from verse 1 to 11, we see an adulteress, a prostitute we know them as prostitutes. We see a prostitute that was brought to Jesus by the Pharisees, and they expected Jesus to stone this woman. And we know how the story goes. Jesus told this woman, I don't condemn you. You know, he spoke to this man. He said, I don't condemn you. We see it again and again that Jesus, instead of condemn, being the only one who can, never condemned this woman. And he let her go free, forgiven. Now, when we go to John chapter 12, verse 1 to 8, we see a woman. Mary is an inn, right? A woman bought a very expensive perfume. In fact, I think in John, the name of the perfume was written. And she brought this perfume, or called ointment, and she poured it on the head of Jesus. Oh my God. And scripture said the room was filled with the fragrance of that perfume. Not only that, she used her hair and her tears, you know, to clean the feet of Jesus. And everybody was like, why is she doing this? This money could be used, you know, to pay for this. This money could be used to fend for the poor. And Jesus said, the poor will always be with you. Like, literally, I am not going to be with you forever. When you look at the way Jesus treated people, first, that had sexual sin, one, and people that worshipped him, you see that accusations of or bringing up their past behavior was not a character of Jesus. So now, you know the character of Jesus is not accusation. So it has to be something else. Because if or when you are worshiping God, or when your hands are lifted and you're singing Hosanna to the Lamb, and you start to get vivid images of your sexual encounters, you know, vivid images of when you are watching pornography and you are masturbating, that might be someone else trying to tell you something, you know. That might be the devil. And you need to understand, Jesus calls the devil the father of liars. He calls him the father of liars. He's the lying daddy. And he cannot help but lie. I want to paint a picture to you. Imagine you knew someone was a liar, or you knew someone did something. Let's say the person stole your money of 1,000 naira or $1,000, depending on where you're listening, right? You had heard that he stole your money. And you confronted this person and said, hey, you stole my money, or did you steal my money? Or no, you asked him, did you see my money? My 1,000 naira or my $1,000, did you see it? And the person said, no, I didn't see it. Oh, in fact, I have not even been at home all day. But you saw the person steal it, probably using a CCTV camera. And the person is blatantly lying to your face. What do you do? Would you start saying, oh, would you start arguing with the person? No, you won't. You either just show him evidence, or you just start laughing. Because, like, why are you lying? Why are you a liar? Now, this is the same thing with the devil. You need to understand, the devil lies. The devil cannot help but lie. I know for some of you, your response to when the devil starts to tell you you're unworthy is, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, which is beautiful, you know. I love to see people say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. But I want to show you something that helps me, and something that I do that has helped me, right? I no longer say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in response to the lies of the enemy, because I know he's a liar, and I know how to spot his lies. Whenever I hear things like, you are unworthy, I'm just like, I just start laughing. It's the devil. The devil actually said, I'm unworthy, meaning I'm actually worthy. He can't help but lie. You know, the devil plays opposite day every single day of his life. So whenever the devil says you're unworthy, you say, oh my God, I'm worthy. And you start to rejoice. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you've ever been close to me, right? For those ones that have been close to me, and they probably would hear me just say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Or I'll just say, oh, kratongesival. I'll just speak in tongues, you know, and just, oh, thank you, Lord. Because whenever the devil lies, that is a cue for me to worship God, and for me to thank him for every single thing he has done for me in salvation. Because the devil can't help but lie. You need to come to that point. So when you're worshiping and you start receiving vivid images of your sexual encounters, remember that, hey, that is not who you are. It's your old man. Your reality is that you've been made new. Just rejoice. Just, you know, when I'm so sure, if it's slow worship, if it's a slow song, people might think you're crazy. But just start shaking, you know, just start dancing, give it a dance. Just say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just dance. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know the devil is a liar, a dirty liar. Guys, see, this year and the years after this is not a time for you to wallow in self-pity. It's not a time for you to be condemned, because God doesn't condemn you, right? He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't condemn you. This year, I really want to speak to a lot of you all that listen to The Redeemed, because we are going to scale. We plan to scale the podcast. We want to reach more countries. I think last year, we actually reached the UK. Well, we reached America, and we had a lot of people reach out to us. Hey, Emeka, or hey, The Redeemed, I need help. And we are able to jump on, phone calls with a lot of them. And I actually want to do more of that. I want to do more of one-on-one counseling, right? And disciple a lot of you, right? To enjoy your relationship in Christ Jesus, basically, right? So I want you people to take the step of faith. For those of you struggling, send me a DM, send me a message. Down below on in the description, you would see my handle, right? You would see my handle. And when you see my handle, just click it, my Instagram handle, send me a message or send a message to my email. We would start talking from there, right? And something I want to say again about the newsletter, like I said, we started a newsletter last year to cater for our 3,000 plus members in the community. Ah, that's a lot. I started writing every week, right? I started writing every week because, I mean, the podcast is monthly, but the newsletter is weekly. And I write from my heart, basically. I share personal stories there. And the newsletter audience are privileged to meetings that I'll be having all over the country. It also came to my attention that a lot of you want to support us, right? A lot of you started asking for our account numbers to support the podcast. I mean, to support us reaching more people. I want to say a very big thank you. Thank you to everybody that gave $10, that gave $20, that gave hundreds of dollars, right? I want to say a very big, big, big thank you, right? I mean, in every little way that you've helped us, God bless you. And I also want to say to those people that want to give, there's also going to be a link below in description notes for you to give. No matter how little, it goes a long way, because this year, we want to reach more people. This year, we want to help more people see who they are in Christ Jesus, break the chain of addiction, and fall more and more in love with Jesus, right? And we need your help, basically, right? Holding us by the hand and help financially, that's the way, telling us to go to schools so that we'll be able to go to schools, paste the podcast and the newsletters on billboards. That is what we want to do, right? We just want every single person to be free, hear these stories, be free, and just glorify Jesus with us, and the name of Jesus will be honored. I really love you guys. I hope you know Jesus loves you. The next episode is going to be a banger. We are going to be interviewing a lot of people, and some of them are going to be musicians, some of them are going to be celebrities that have defeated their addictions. Stay tuned. Share this podcast like crazy, right? I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't say that enough. Thank you for last year. Thank you for this year in advance. God bless you. Thank you so much.